Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're looking at the results of one of the most anticipated real estate auctions this year. Signature Bank failed in the spring of this year, shortly after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. The loan portfolio was finally put to auction in the month of September, and it looks like a joint venture of two nonprofits and related fund management is poised to win the auction for billions of dollars of Signature Bank loans backed by New York Apartments. Signature failed in March of this year following a run on its deposits. It's the fourth largest bank failure in U.S. history. While the failure has little to do with its real estate portfolio, it was one of the biggest commercial property lenders in the New York area. It's made the unwinding of this portfolio of great interest to real estate investors throughout the world. The leading bid of less than 70 cents of the loan's face value shows how much of the value of New York's rent-regulated apartment sector has deteriorated in recent years. About half of the offering consists of pools of loans backed by apartment buildings with rents that are regulated by the City of New York or subject to state-level controls. Annual rent increases at these buildings are typically kept very low, often below the rate of inflation. In other auction activity, a partnership between investment giant Blackstone and Rialto Capital has emerged as one of the leading bidders for at least one of the pools of Signature's assets that are backed by commercial real estate. This is going to be another one of those benchmark transactions that will determine how much commercial property values have fallen. The other transactions that will determine the prices of real estate in this area include the distressed buildings that have been recently vacated by WeWork. There have been so few transactions taking place in commercial real estate that there's a huge gulf between buyer and seller expectations. Sellers are looking backwards to 2022, and buyers are looking forward, saying those valuations make no sense. Politicians, meanwhile, muddle along blindly, thinking that rent controls will make housing more affordable. The majority of the loans in the Signature portfolio were for buildings that were rent-controlled and primarily in the New York area. But in 2019, the state legislature introduced legislation to further strengthen rent controls. You now have a situation where rent-controlled markets have expenses rising faster than rents. The margins in commercial real estate are so thin, you don't need to project too far out in the future to create market conditions that result in mass insolvency. But politicians don't care if the owners go bust. The way they look at it, the buildings are still left standing and someone will buy and operate these buildings and people will continue to live in them. What they fail to consider is that if a building owner experiences a financial squeeze, they're going to defer maintenance and cleaning out of necessity. The bureaucrats then respond with fines and penalties for those owners being irresponsible and for not keeping up with the code. That means buildings that rapidly decline in quality. The owners face with the choice of risking violations versus the certainty of defaulting on their debt. There's truly no place to go when the income is regulated and the expenses are not. Now let's be clear, rent control is not the reason why Signature Bank went under, had nothing to do with it, but it is a contributing factor as to why these loans are selling at a steep discount to the face value. Remember, these are not distressed loans, at least not yet, but the value of the underlying assets has definitely dropped. The other factor affecting the value of these loans is, of course, the rise in interest rates. That's one of the things that affected Signature Bank and, in fact, every bank. Those loans would have been written at a much lower interest rate. When viewed through the lens of today's interest rates, the buyer would expect a higher yield, which means selling the paper at a discount to reflect the current market rate for assets of that type. The total discounts are a reflection of the fallen value of the underlying collateral, the lower market value of the paper assets, and the risk of further degradation of the quality given the rent-controlled environment. These transactions are important for investors to pay attention to. They represent the new reality in the marketplace for both lenders and for buyers of financial assets. There is a discount to be applied to the face value. These loans are performing loans, and the discount for distressed loans would be even higher. In fact, I would venture to say that a distressed loan might even sell for anywhere from 20 to 50 cents on the dollar, whereas these performing loans are in fact selling at 70 cents on the dollar. Price discovery is a process, and closing the gap between sellers and buyers is key to that process. The more data there is available in the market, the better equipped the buyers will be to have a meaningful negotiation with the sellers. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.